The first vaccine against a parasite may soon be ready to fight malaria, now that tests being conducted in Tanzania are near to completion. Scientists based at the National Institute for Medical Research in the town of Korogwe are putting the finishing touches to a definitive phase 3 trial of the vaccine. Dr. Samuel Gasasso told me their research has left no stone unturned in the quest to gather the scientific data they need, starting with a detailed census of the population being studied.
We start with the baseline information, collection of baseline information, and this is a census survey where we enumerate all the houses in the study area and we provide a unique number for all study members. And then we also have field workers who are stationed in these communities, which monitor the vital events, that is births and deaths within the study area, and also in and out migration. So we know exactly the study population at any point in time because we have an updated census information.
And what are you looking at in this population?
We have a vaccine trial which is ongoing in these study communities since 2010, where we involved more than 34 villages in Korogwe and the neighboring district of Handeni in northeastern Tanzania. We have recruited a good number of more than 1,500 individuals and given them the 3 doses of vaccine at 1 month interval. Currently, we are doing the follow-up and shortly we'll be having the results. But we strongly believe that based on the previous results, which were done in 2007 and 2008, we had the results, which showed that there was a substantial protective efficacy of the vaccine, estimated to be 53%. So if the same results are repeated, then it means that we'll have progress in malaria control in sub-Saharan Africa, where we have a combination of other control tools together with the vaccine, if at all it will be licensed.
If you do see the success that you're hoping will be repeated in phase 3 from phase 2, how will this be rolled out in the communities further afield than just Korogwe? How could this vaccine be put into practice?
First of all, is that the most important thing is to mobilize the communities, to have a political will to make the intervention available to everybody who is affected by malaria in Africa. And this will start with mobilizing the resources to make the vaccine available and to sensitize the community to receive the vaccine, to receive the intervention so that it can have a wider coverage to have these impacts.
How affordable will this malaria vaccine be?
Currently, I don't have the exactly economic data, but we strongly believe that it will be affordable as for other EPI vaccines that have been widely distributed and is through the multi-sectoral approach and contribution from other agencies to make sure that the vaccine is also affordable for the poor communities who are affected by malaria.
What do you hope then will come out of this?
Yeah, we hope that we are very positive that probably we will have the same results reflected in phase 3. And this will be an exciting moment and a historical moment that for the first time we'll have a parasite-based vaccine which has never existed before.
Dr. Samuel Gasasse of the National Institute for Medical Research's laboratory in Korogwe, Tanzania, which works in close collaboration with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.